Welcome to the Bourbon Boys. This is the final installment of the Wisconsin single barrel competition. I'm going to do 21, 22, 23, 24. So the last four samples in this one. As I have in the other ones, I need to write these down. Hold on just a second. I'm going to score and guess what these are. And hopefully, I will attach the end of this episode what everything was. That's funny. I'm just looking back over my notes from the last episode that I gave what I thought was the DG Mythical 100. That's hilarious. Such a douche. All right. So let's do these last four. Try to get this done pretty quickly just because it's Christmas Day and I want to get these done and out of my life. I mean, it's added content to the podcast for the past few weeks, so that's a positive. It's a pleasant nose on this. I can actually breathe today. That's tonight. That's pretty good. I get alcohol and like a sweet fruit, but nothing jumps out as a particular fruit. That's like straight cherries. It's like a cherry funk. It's almost like it's finished in cherries, but there isn't anything like that. It's almost like a light whiskey. But I don't think there's any. I mean, that's pretty solid. I'll give it a 76. I have no guess on what that is. It's pleasant. It doesn't taste like there's a ton of age to it. It's just very sweet and very, it's almost like a, it's almost like almonds, cherry finished, corn whiskey, but not as corny as that, or not as strong. As like it does, it has that strong cherry flavor, but it's not like, it doesn't actually taste finished. It's a one note pony. It's just cherries. It's interesting. I'm going to move on to 22. This might be like a 10-minute podcast. Nothing like doing four shots of whiskey in 10 minutes. That's why I fall asleep pretty soon after I finish these. Similar nose. Hope everybody had a good Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Happy holidays. I've been trying to be very conscious of saying happy holidays to people because not everybody celebrates Christmas. I'm trying to let this spin a little bit, get a little air. It's cold, a little cold in the basement too, so. Anybody watch Tulsa Kings? I mean, I'm asking a question like anybody's going to respond, but I like Stallone, man. Him playing a gangster is just hilarious. That almost is like another KC. It's woody, oaky. Got a little bit of nuttiness to it, but I wouldn't say it's like the typical KC nuttiness. I'm going to give it an 86 and say it's a Knob Creek. I could be completely off on that. Sorry if I'm blowing anybody's. I got some kind of sinus drainage thing going on, so I've just been coughing all day. Not coughing, like, it's a dry cough, and I'm sure everybody wants to hear about it. It's a perfect thing to talk about on a bourbon podcast. Had an interview with Sipshine this past week, which is a moonshine heavy company, but they also do a rye whiskey as well. And a Canadian rye, I guess. They do a flavored Canadian rye because they wanted something similar to Crown Royal. It'll be interesting to see if they call me back. It's an interesting position. Looking forward to hearing about it. Be tough. Tough to leave sparkling ice for anything that wasn't a promotion of sorts. It'd be more like a lateral thing, but it'd be more in getting into the alcohol industry. It's nice. I definitely think it's a Knob Creek. It's got that nutty. So that's pleasant, though. I think they saved the best for last. The first 10, I didn't know if I was going to make it through this thing. This one's very light. Be interested to see what the chicken cock is. The the chicken cock single barrel. Because that didn't really explain what it is. Tough to tell by the bottle, by seeing the picture of the bottle without seeing the back, where it was produced and all that jazz. Solid nose on this too. It's interesting. It's woody, but not oaky. So it doesn't taste... It doesn't smell like a like an aged oak, like a new wood, almost like a toasted. Maybe it's a newly toasted. That's the only problem with the toasted stuff. Most of the time, it doesn't smell. It doesn't really add anything but sweetness to it. And to me, it makes it taste young when you add toasted wood to it. That's just a personal thing, though. I haven't loved anything, especially when it's toasted, when it's only, you know, aged in it for a few months. This one just sort of disappears on the tongue. There isn't a whole lot going on. It comes with a little light alcohol at the end, but not much. Just it disappears. It's unfortunate because the nose had something going on. But when you drink it, it just evaporates. Second drink, I got a little more, but not much. What is that? It's almost like a medicine-y taste. Interesting. All right, let's finish the last one. Make this a 10-minute quickie. That way, if I can add the results to the end of this, it won't be a super long podcast. So this is number 24. Cheers to the 24 samples of December for this Wisconsin barrel competition. Oh, I didn't give a score for the last one. That's going to be a low score. 60. 67. Just wasn't anything going on. This has been an interesting foray into the minds of what people are willing to pick and put their name on. There's probably 7 of these 24 that I would have been like, all right, I could possibly get down with that. Probably 2, that I would have picked for myself. But 7 I would have picked if stores gave me samples and was like, pick one. You don't have to do anything, but put your name on it, basically. Say you help pick it. Sweet nose. Lots of cherry on this one, too. Not much alcohol. That one's also pretty light. A little more going on in the flavor, though. Sweet. These are also cold, to a certain extent. I mean, but if there's something that was really going to pop out, it would pop out regardless of whether it's cold or not. That's got a little something going on. It's pleasant. It's not something that's going to jump out at you and be like, oh, you've got to have this. But it's something, if somebody handed it to me, I'd be like, that's nice. That's fine. Decent. I'm going to give that a 70. I'll give it a 76 to tie with one earlier. Don't really have a guess for what that is either. So that's going to be it for this one. Hopefully I'll have the results for this and I can tack it onto this podcast so you can go back through what has been uploaded and see if I'm right, or if, I don't know if by the tasting notes you could guess anything, because I didn't give a whole lot of tasting notes, but just sort of check my work, I guess, for the ones that I did actually guess on. So until next time, enjoy your pours and enjoy your family.